Ready to go?
It's a little compared to the other one. Siskiyou Local Agency Formation Commission is now in session. It is 9 o'clock. Let's do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Cook?
Here.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Here.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
I'm here.
Chair Ogren?
Present.
And we have Commissioner Harkness absent today.
Okay. Do we have any unscheduled appearances? This time is allowed for information from the public to the Local Agency Formation Commission. No action will be taken on matters presented at this time. A maximum of 5 minutes will be allowed to each person wishing to speak.
Through the chair?
Yes.
We need to do the minutes.
Oh, we need to do the minutes. I always forget that. We should switch those. We need to do the approval of the minutes from January 14th.
And then Commissioner Mazzoni has to recuse because he was absent.
Move to approve.
Do we have a quorum?
I second.
You can't because you weren't here.
Oh, you can't either. You have to recuse.
Well, maybe we have to wait then.
See, I was right.
You were right. Well, we need to acknowledge that then. So next month, they'll be put off till next meeting.
All right, so I'm not going to read unscheduled appearances again. We're moving on
Sorry.
To item four. Is there anyone in the room?
That's the unscheduled.
Would that be a violation for
you? You want item five?
We don't have anybody in the room. We don't have any online because we don't do that. And we're moving on to presentation of documents. And there. Seven. Read that. Okay, public hearing, which we will have with our new business, which is the LAFCO policy handbook.
Yes, good morning. Neely Lang, LAFCO executive officer. So I brought this item to the commission in January just as a discussion item regarding the policy handbook. And so the intention of this policy handbook is it outlines all of the policies, procedures, and standards of Siskiyou LAFCO. And then it, creates a more digestible format for the Cortez Knox Hertberg's Act, so the LAFCO Act. It's really not user-friendly, so this will allow kind of a more user-friendly format for the public, for staff, for applicants. So, when we get applications in, because I foresee we will, we just get a lot of calls about LAFCO things lately, so it'll kind of have a good, we'll have a good format for folks look at everything. And so with that, happy to take any questions. There was no change from the draft in January, and that's all I have to say about that.
Do we have any questions from the commission?
I have a question. I am curious on the spheres of influence section.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions sphere of influence plans and how that is perhaps the most important planning function given to LAFCOs. And I am curious if that is limited to establishing the sphere of influence or if it includes planning for community development within that sphere of influence.
Yeah, so our sphere of influences would be for the cities primarily, right? But we also have sphere of influences for the cities for the NSR, right?
We do have spheres for fire districts
okay.
and community services districts as well.
Yeah, so then there would be one for McLeod.
So is it just the boundary or is it like planning within the boundary?
So spheres of influences, what they do is they permit future development. So if you have, for example, a piece of property that you want to annex into a district, into a city, it has to first be within the sphere of influence. So once it's within the sphere of influence, then the potential exists for it to annex. If it's not in the sphere of influence, you can't annex it. You have to do the sphere of influence and then annex it. The sphere of influence is intended as a planning area as far as we think that this district, city, whatever it is going to expand into this area at some point. And we're basing this on XYZ. So for example, the city of Mount Shasta, it's based on their septic capacity, their future potential mm-hmm. septic capacity. So they have a gigantic sphere of influence. However, it is truly intended to just be the potential to expand within a fairly short time frame. Since I've been here, we haven't had any annexations, and so that means that probably our spheres of influences for all the cities are too big, because they haven't done any expansion based off of their sphere of influence, and I've been here for 7 years mm-hmm. now, so if they're supposed to be expanding within 1 to 3 years or so, then we have spheres that are too big. And we need to take a look at that probably during our next MSR SOI for the cities. Mm-hmm. That's specifically for the cities. We just did an expansion on the fire districts. That was a little bit different. It was the future probability for planning, and so that we know which districts are going to respond to certain areas as far as their responsibilities. However, we have so many overlapping agreements to serve areas outside of districts that it's with fire districts, it's a little bit different than cities and community services districts. But for cities, community services district as kind of like a smaller version of a city, you're supposed to be annexing within that sphere of influence within a fairly short time. Did that answer your question?
I think so, yes. Okay. I guess my other question is the annexation generally driven by a developer or the city / service district?
It's so ultimately it's LAFCO. LAFCO is the one that determines the sphere of influence. The city can propose an expansion or a contraction of their sphere of influence, but ultimately you as commissioners are the ones that say yes or no to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anyone else?
And then through the chair, quick question. And I don't know if this is a Brown Act thing related to minutes, right? So Mr. Mazzoni and Angelina weren't here for January. So can we vote on this item?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
I guess it's up to them to decide if they want to.
If you guys are cool with it, so are we. I just wanted to bring it up just in case.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys.
It's up to you to decide.
I don't want to get in trouble. So.
It's,
but it, you're a decision. I've read everything.
You're a decision maker. Yeah.
I think
everything.
It's fine. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to be sure. Yeah.
Right.
I'll vote on it.
Cool.
I read it.
Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
At this point, if everybody's okay, doesn't have any more questions, we're going to open the public hearing, and I will now ask for proponents, arguments, and/or evidence. Opponents, arguments, or evidence. Other public comments. It's going to go quick. Proponents, rebuttal. All that testimony, I'm going to close the public hearing and move back to the commission and entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Call for a vote.
Do we want to do roll call?
I think we should this
okay.
time.
Okay, Commissioner Cook?
Aye.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yep.
Chair Ogren?
Aye. Okay, seems like we have a really fancy new policy handbook. Thank you for that. That was a lot of work.
Of course.
Okay, moving on. Item 3 for discussion or direction is the tap sharing agreement study.
Yes, thank you, Haley Lang, Executive Officer. So during our January meeting, as you all remember, I wrote up a really general staff report on tax agreement studies and how other counties kind of handle that, or other LAFCOs, excuse me. And so one example, we discussed was the Imperial LAFCO tax sharing agreement study. So I had met with the Imperial LAFCO executive officer a few weeks ago just to get some more information on that study, just to provide for, discussion or direction. So His name is Tyler Salcido. He actually had some good insight because he was the city manager of El Centro at the time, so he had good perspective kind of on the other side of things and how things went down. The study took about 6 to 8 months. It was roughly $200,000. You know, they included all of the cities. The cost share was actually with the cities and the county, and Imperial LAFCO kind of act as a non-biased mediator of the process to get it done. They utilized Bay Economics out of the Bay Area, which they do a ton of fiscal analysis and impact studies and things like that. He said at first the cities were a little hesitant, per se, to use those calculations that were formalized, but once, you know, El Centro utilized those numbers and then revised their tax sharing study to model that, then all of the cities pretty fastly, you know, followed suit. And he said it's a really streamlined process now, and everyone utilizes the numbers from the tax sharing study. They are still relevant, even after a few years of completing the study. And it was a pretty good collaborative process. And he would envision that potentially this process was just going to, you know, kind of be utilized as a every 5 or 10 year basis an update, because everyone's been pretty happy with the outcome. It's kind of taken a lot of political flack, you know, from the cities and the counties and things like that. So they can, you know, when they're in the tax sharing negotiation phase, they can really talk about, you know, the drilled down aspects of it instead of the, you know, general calculations that need to be made in order to even have the conversation. So just wanted to provide an update for you all regarding that.
Thanks, Haley. Any additional direction or questions from the commission?
Not for me.
Okay. Well, I know I'm going to keep this on file.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on, item 4, future meetings. Looks like March 11th.
Through the chair?
Yes.
I don't know if we have anything. We don't have anything.
I don't think so. Notice. I think we'll have, what, our April or May meeting for budget.
April. We'll need to have 2 budget meetings in April and May.
Yeah.
June is our backup month.
Correct. You're right. Yep.
So maybe we'll just cancel next month's meeting if there's nothing that the commission wants to hear or talk about.
Nothing pressing that makes you guys all want to come here in March?
Can't wait.
Something tells me we'll be here anyways, Nessie.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, so we're going to shoot for April.
Yeah.
And that date is April.
So
April
8th? That sounds about
April
right.
April 8th at 9 a.m., unless something changes. Okay, April 8th, 9 a.m. Any correspondence we need to discuss? Staff comments?
We've gotten one out-of-area service agreement for Dunsmuir with another one that's right next door to it, I believe, also in Dunsmuir. Just giving you an update, that's the only administrative projects that we're looking at right now that actually have submitted anything, at least.
Good, yeah, job security. commission comments, anybody?
I have one.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask, what's with my public comment last month regarding encouraging more public participation through reinstating virtual access? What's the process for that moving forward?
Yeah, so I think that would be up to the commission to bring back on an agenda item to vote on it. That's at least how we handle it on Planning Commission, so I would assume it would be the same process. So, you know, should the commission want to bring that up you know, reinstate that process, then that would be the proper process to go through.
So it'd be requesting an agenda item on the April 8th agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm piggybacking on that because you can see how much public participation we get on any given meeting. Could we tailor it so it's like if there was something significant, because we're going to set up, I can assure you, and we've done this before, there will be no one on that thing. So it's a lot of effort for no gain.
And I think that's how it's written currently.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So if that's the case, I'm okay. Otherwise, we're spending time and resources that...
Right. And so, for example, we did have the Zoom available for the MSR SOI reports. You know, both of you had two meetings regarding that. I don't know that we got anybody.
We didn't.
I don't...
Yeah, and that's my concern.
So, but we did have that available, and it was on, and it was agendized.
In my mind, in my world of view, there's a significant, and we should be able to anticipate that, that's going to, people want to participate.
Yeah.
By all means. But to go through this, we're just spinning wheels for nothing.
And so how would people know if there is remote public participation available?
It's stated on the agenda.
It's just stated on the agenda.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we could probably put a word, this meeting will be available for Zoom.
Yeah, and so when there are meetings that, agenda items that there's going to be a vote, you know, for approval or denial, that's also stated in the public hearing, which is, posted and then also sent out. Well, you know, we have the Zoom link, right? We don't do that. Like,
not
we
the
do
public
for planning.
Hearing, just the...
We do that for our public hearings for Planning Commission, right?
No. So if it's going to be publicly available,
it's only
through
on
Zoom, you're not putting that in the public hearing notice?
It's only on the agenda.
We can probably modify that.
Yeah, if it will be, yeah, just so folks know, we can do that. Yeah, so when there are, you know, the big items that we foresee that, you know, folks will be in attendance, we can add a blurb because we do something similar for Planning Commission, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just know that in McLeod, there's people that are interested and becoming more involved because we've seen our town stagnate for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're not willing to drive up here, but they would call in. And so if the option's not there, I understand that it's tough to expend those resources if it's not being utilized. But if the option doesn't exist, it's definitely not going to get utilized.
Right.
So
through the chair. They can also send in written comments.
I was just going to say, they can also do written comment.
Okay.
And that's always available, and it's stated right on the agenda, too.
Right.
Okay, so they just read the
agenda.
And
the public hearing notice as well. It's also
yes.
In there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, anything else from the commission? Okay, well then, at 9:18, we will adjourn.